Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is December 18th, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician living in Chicago, Illinois. The title of his preaching today is, If We Quiet Our Minds and Mouths and Listen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. I took my title for this preaching today from the Canadian Missal, Living with Christ, and a commentary on this gospel that was given to us by Melanie Rigney. If we quiet our minds and mouths and listen, if we quiet our minds and mouths and listen. And then she goes on to say, God's way becomes clear. I really appreciated the way she approached this gospel. She said, wouldn't it be nice if God sent angels to us in difficult situations? If angels would explain to us, as the one sent to Joseph did, what's going to happen and why we should stay the course. Surely, we, like Joseph, would rise up and fulfill the Lord's desires. If only we knew what those desires were. The thing is, God always has and always will send us messengers. For example, Jesus' call to love as Jesus loves. For another example, our guardian angels, or Scripture, or our sacred tradition, the lives of the saints, those living today upon whom we can rely for wise counsel. If we quiet our mouths and minds and listen, God's way becomes clear. She concludes, it may still be difficult and often humbling, but it is always there. It is always there. Friends, midway through this third week of Advent, we have this wonderful gospel reminding us of the role that Joseph played in the birth of Jesus, the Christ. and how he was kept in the dark, even up to the moment of Mary's pregnancy. And he had to find out about it, however he found out about it. And he was confused by it. It threatened everything that he thought he was going to achieve in life. And so he decided to divorce her quietly. And the scripture says, because he would not expose her to shame. He was such a good man. He would just let her go quietly when the angel appeared to him. And what this gives us, what Melanie Rigney is talking about in her little commentary, is that if we pay attention, if we quiet our minds and mouths and listen, we will receive answers to most, if not all, of the issues that we face. How many times when we are faced and when we are confronted with challenging things in our lives, how many times do we just quiet our minds, quiet our mouths, and listen? How many times when we pray, do we just be quiet and listen, rather than suggest to God the best solution to our problem? How many times do we stop suggesting to God in our prayer what God should do, and instead quiet our minds and mouths and listen? Joseph gives us a great example today of receiving the wisdom of God when he was dreaming, when he wasn't using his mouth, when he wasn't praying, when he wasn't talking to God. He was just receiving from God. It reminds me of, I love this little book that I keep quoting from, Meister Eckhart's Book of the Heart. I've shared it with you before. Meditations for the Restless Soul by John M. Sweeney and Mark S. Burroughs. And there's this short, short little poem. These poems are based on the writings of Meister Eckhart. This short little poem at the end of this book that is titled God Beyond Seeking. It's only five little lines long. When I seek God with something in mind, the best I get is the something I had in mind. That's it. When I seek God with something in mind, the best I get is the something I had in mind. My friends, the gospel today opens us up to more than is in our minds, more than is us, more than was Joseph, more than was Mary. The gospel today invites us into a more that is not based on what we can think of, what we can pray about, what we can achieve. It is based on what only God can give us. If we just quiet our minds and mouths and listen. If we just quiet our minds and mouths and listen, God's way will become clear. Can we trust that? Can we trust that in the face of some of the tougher issues in our lives? Can we trust that in some of the sadnesses in our lives? Advent invites us into that level of trust. Joseph invites us into that level of trust. The gospel always, always invites us to a level of trust that is beyond anything we can think to imagine. if we quiet our minds and mouths and listen. Let that be today's goal for our prayer lives.